Have you ever been wrong about something because you did not pay close attention to the orders you received to be able to do it the right way? I think this happened to us often when we were little. Our parents sent us to the shop to run errands, and many times we did not do it the right way because either we were focused on something else or our interest was to get out of trouble and to do it quickly in order to do it again what our parents had interrupted us. And when we arrived from the store, or when we got to where they were, we realized that the errand was badly done simply because we didn't obey. Now, anyone could say, but really, if we obeyed because we did what they told us to do, and if you look for the word obedience, it means knowing how to listen. That is, you can do something if they tell you to do it, but if you don't do it the right way, then you were not obedient because you did not listen. You just urged something, but you did not learn to listen first, to know how to do it the right way. And I think that in life, this does not happen very often. Sometimes we have to repeat things over and over again. Maybe because we don't take the space to have peace, to be calm, to be able to observe clearly, and to be able to tone our ears to hear clearly what we have to do. We always go through life running, trying to do things to get it out of the way. And most likely, we are paying consequences of those things we did not do to get out of trouble. Or because we thought we were doing it the right way, and we did not listen. Learning to listen requires patience. And patience is not earned overnight. Patience is the virtue the world does not have. This society does not have it. It's a virtue that only comes from God. True patience is the one that comes from the abounding in the true peace that only God gives. A ruling peace that is capable of ruling your mind and your heart, to take you to wait without losing your calm. And in that way, by being silent, by being quiet, your soul can learn to discern what is right, what is wrong. In addition to learning to discern, and what we have clear ears to listen carefully to the voice of God and to do in obedience what He commands us to do, and thus walk in a victorious life. Today, I want to tell you about a man who had to learn to listen. This man was called Moses. And the Bible says that there was no meek man like him on earth. Meekness is also another virtue that Lord gives, that gives the Holy Spirit. Meekness is the ability to learn to react at the right time. Meekness is not about to let yourself be governed by ourself. Meekness is knowing by having peace and patience when is the time to exercise authority or manifest the strength we have with wisdom. Not by kicking or letting ourselves be carried away by the emotions of the moment because we want to respond emotionally, but with wisdom. And Moses, who was this meek man, he had to learn. Now, what was the teaching school of Moses? The teaching school of Moses was a desert, 40 years in the desert, tending sheep away from people. An intern in the desert, where he learned to observe the dangers of the desert, where he learned to remain silent, where he learned to listen, where he learned to depend, where he learned not to despair in the most difficult moments of life, to trust in the Lord, and to depend on the Lord. And when it was his turn to develop his leadership and guide an entire nation through the desert, God says to Moses, I need to talk to you because I am going to give you rules, regulations that are going to help you stay in the middle of this exodus or in the middle of this walk through the desert. And during the book of Exodus in chapter 24, look how God addresses Moses, and let's see what he says. Then the Lord said to Moses, go up the mountain to meet me. Wait there, and I will give you the stone tablets on which I have written the instruction and the mandate, so that you can teach the people." Then he says, "So Moses and his helper Joshua went out, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. Moses said to the elders, 'Stay here and wait for us until we return. Aaron and Hur, stay here with you. If anyone has alterations during my absence, that consult with me.' Then Moses went up to the mountain, which was covered by cloud. And in verse 16, chapter 24 of Exodus, it says, 'Then the glory of the Lord fell on Mount Sinai, and for 6 days the cloud covered the mountain. On the seventh day the Lord called Moses from inside the cloud.'" Imagine being 6 days in silence, and more than all, waiting for a news, or waiting for an order, or waiting for an answer. How many times have you prayed for someone and felt a silence from God, which lasts for days, months, and you think, and you start the question in your mind, really, to lead you to a question, if God heard your prayer, or if the Lord is waiting for you, or if God is not going to answer you? We begin to evaluate certain situations to see if God really listened to us. Now, it's not that God has not listened. It's that God takes his time to respond. Because by answering you, he is sure that you will be able to listen carefully and enjoy what he has planned for you. When we are parents, we come to understand what I am explaining to you. There is nothing like giving the best to your children. But when you give the best that you have to your children, and you do not take the time to process or understand in obedience and paying attention, most likely what you gave your children does not last long and is misused. Sometimes we are not prepared to listen. Sometimes we are so fast in life that what they tell us, we will interpret in our own way. And how God speaks is not about interpreting it in our own way, but as he said. How many times have we heard words and misinterpreted it? And then we say, is that I thought? Now, according to how we interpret it, this will be our manifestation of the fact. According to how we understand that word, this is how we react. How many times have you reacted badly because they just threw a word and you took it? For you, you misinterpreted it because you interpreted it according to the position you were in. And unfortunately, many times we are in a position to react in the difficulties of life in a violent way. Many times we don't begin to think well, or we give the benefit of the doubt of what another is living. We are always with stones in our hands waiting what they are going to tell us for us to react. How many times are they going to give you advice and you are redundantly waiting for the advice to see what they tell you? By then, you will take the rags out of the sun, that person, and leave them wrong and not receive the advice. We are in the wrong position. We are always on the defensive. And the question is, yes, why? Perhaps you would tell me that life has treated you very hard, and that this has been the way of saying to you that no one has hurt you. But even pain is part of life, of learning. It's part of life. Life, my friend, you cannot wait redundantly all the time. When someone gives you advice, take it seriously. Think badly that nobody wants for good for you. We cannot be on the defensive all the time, because we are going to drive away even the people who love us. We are going to drive them away. And when God wants to speak a word to us, we will be on the defensive as well. And then we will have many questions in our heads. Every time we pray and God will really answer. And it's not that he doesn't want to answer. It's the position in which we are listening is not correct. I hope to make myself understood. And that you can receive this advice today. What is the position you are in? It's important to learn to listen. And to learn to listen, we have to learn to be silent. To learn to listen, we have to learn to remain calm. We have to learn to be patient, to get rid of all those things that were sown in our hearts and that are not correct. Envy, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, pain and suffering, frustrations. Because if we try to refine the air, being in those positions, most likely the position that is ruling our mind leads us to misinterpret the matter. And as I was saying right now, how many times have we had to ask for forgiveness because we simply reacted in the wrong way, because we came to the conclusion that I thought, is that I perceived, is that I understood, and we do not give ourselves the space to calmly listen, interpret. The Bible, in chapter of Santiago, the Apostle Santiago explains and tells us, don't be quick to act, learn to listen. Take time to listen and don't be quick to act. But we do the opposite. We act and then we feel bad. God has something prepared for Moses. And what God had to say to Moses, it was important, because what God was going to give Moses at that time depended on how the people were going to walk in the desert. And when God spoke to Moses and gave him that great responsibility, he had to guarantee that Moses will listen well and will not interpret things from his humanity, but what he had received directly from God. That was how it had to be. And for this, he called him and said, go up. And what strikes me is that when Moses went up, the glory came down. God came down there, but I did not speak to him right away. On the seventh day, God said to Moses, go up a little more. Now I am going to talk to you. But for 6 days, he was silent. Moses knew that God was there. It's when faith leads you to understand that God is there, and that although he is silent, it does not mean that he is not there. The Lord is there, but he is silent because he does not want you to interpret things your way. Through silence, we make our soul shut up. In the middle of silence, we can realize the speed in which we carry life. In the middle of silence, my beloved friend, we need space in our solitude. We need that space in silence, not to complain all the time, but to meditate on our ways and to realize if we are prepared to take the next step, if we are prepared to receive what we are asking God, if we are prepared to move forward or not to return to make the same mistake, if we are going to understand what we are going to receive from God or according to our position, we are going to misinterpret it, and then God will spend time correcting us when we could take advantage of that time, being obedient, knowing how to listen, and doing the right thing. What comes from the Lord. 6 days Moses was silent, and I think that those days of silence were days of learning. There were days of evaluation. There were days of growth, but they were also days where Moses learned to submit completely to God. Hallelujah! And in this way, my dear friend, so that I can prepare to receive with attention all that God had. Are you prepared too? Perhaps these moments of solitude and silence are necessary. And until now, I give you this advice. Maybe you can understand it, but it's not too late now. Is the time. Now is the time. And God wants to speak to you very much. Father, I thank you for your word. And thank you for what you teach us daily. There are small things, but at the same time, Lord, they mark simple tips that teach us about life. and about knowing how to wait and not to despair, my God. I pray for each person who receives this word so that your peace governs their minds and their hearts, and they can learn to listen. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He speaks to you. He wants to invite you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Just In Time Devotional. And you can follow him on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. God always arrives just in time.